From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team has reportedly broached the topic of compelling President Donald Trump to testify in the investigation into Russian election interference. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Trump's former attorney John Dowd says Robert Mueller's team broached the subject in March during a meeting with Trump's legal team. That meeting marks the first time the special counsel raised the possibility of compelling Trump to testify in the investigation into Russian election interference and possible coordination with Trump associates. Mueller is also investigating the president for possible obstruction of justice, according to a list of questions leaked to the media. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
VOA's Jeff Custer reports opposition protesters are blocking the road leading from Armenia's capital to its airport, as well as several subway stations and government ministries, after their leader called for a national strike.
The actions Wednesday followed the parliament's rejection of a bid by opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan to become prime minister. Although the vote against Pashinyan in the parliament on Tuesday dashed the opposition's hopes for a quick resolution of the tensions, there were no immediate signs that tempers would boil over into clashes. Pashinyan insisted the demonstrations would continue to be peaceful. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The judge in the trial of two Reuters journalists in Myanmar rejected a prosecution request to throw out the testimony of a police whistleblower who had told the court that the reporters had been set up by the authorities. Reuters reporters Hua Lone and Jong Sa-U were charged with violating the country's Official Secrets Act. For additional stories, as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. This is VOA News. Syrian state media say rebels have agreed to surrender an enclave near Syria's third-largest city to the government. Rebels will have the option of pledging their allegiance to the government or relocating to rebel-held territory in northern Syria. State media reports the international highway running through the region will reopen in 3 days. Reuters correspondent Ed Giles takes a look at what U.S. President Donald Trump's trade delegation may face as it heads to China for negotiations in Beijing.
Chinese officials were quoted in the New York Times this week saying they will refuse to talk about Donald Trump's two biggest trade demands. The officials reportedly said they won't budge on a $100 billion cut in America's trade deficit with China, or on Trump's demand that China wind back its commitment to invest billions in its own advanced manufacturing capacity, an initiative dubbed Made in China 2025.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles. South Korea said American troops will remain on the Korean Peninsula, whether or not a peace treaty is signed with North Korea. Reuters news agency's Serena Dayaram explains.
While the North has long demanded that the 28,500 American troops be withdrawn as one of the conditions for denuclearization, there was no mention of troop withdrawal in last week's declaration by Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Kim and Moon did announce they would work for complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula following the historic inter-Korea talks. The two Koreas also said they'd work with the United States and China this year to declare an official end to the Korean War and establish a permanent peace agreement. American troops have been stationed in South Korea for over 60 years.
That was Reuters News Agency's Serena Dayaram. The trial of Vatican Treasurer George Pell is expected to last 10 weeks. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more as Pell's defense lawyer seeks a speedy action.
The County Court of Victoria State will hold a second hearing on May 16th to plan how to proceed. The prosecution and defense agreed to press for two separate trials, each estimated to take about 5 weeks. Pell is the highest-ranking Catholic worldwide to face a criminal trial on sex offenses. Details of the charges have not been made public. Tuesday, the Victoria Magistrates Court ordered Pell to face trial on historical sexual offenses involving multiple accusers following a month-long pretrial hearing. Pell formally entered a not guilty plea, and no trial dates have been set. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
A suicide bomber and other militants attacked Libya's election commission in the capital Wednesday. At least 6 people are dead, according to the health ministry. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. For additional stories, as well as pictures, videos, and more, follow Voice of America on social media. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.